In all you're getting, get wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Through wisdom is a house built.
And by understanding, it is established.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into the wisdom of God's Word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
God, sing with me, how great is our God. Sing, hey, is our great, sing with me, how great is our God, and all we sing, how great. Come on, lift up your voice and say, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all we sing, how great is our God. Say how great, it's our God. Sing with me, Lord. How great is our God. Can always sing how great, it's our God. Sing with me, Lord. How great is our God. All we sing how great is our God. How great is our God. Shele de boksaka bariata. Mandibo satana baria sotoria. Lanano sotoria nabakos. Silanando soparia sotoria. Lanano sotoriasa. Salavakosata. Shelebo soparia sota. Mande kebo salori bosa, salama ondo soforia tara, ilosa, pasa para kapataya, bekete kebo,
Sagalaketa, Let's fire! 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 take away every ungodly habit of us.
Shela la 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 la
God is talking to some people in the crowd. He's calling your heart tonight. He's calling your heart tonight. Shela Balaba. There is healing taking place tonight. For you tonight.
Elohim Adonai.
Shulaka sakalaki tuka galaka.
Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai.
Shubalaka tabadabadisa.
Elohim Adonai.
If you came here, see, check yourself tonight. Shelele papa mahita, Hosea, Shero, Shia, prostata karatza, prekete kita. Holy Ghost, Shia Baba 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 Baba, yeah, yeah, yeah,
Ataraka koko bakalaita sekito bakata bisete wabalite keto keto keto
nari fon sheketu
sebele
mama
sheliya
Holy Ghost go ahead.
Oh, send fire tonight. Sheliya kala bala 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 bala. Yeah.
Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Spirit of I am. Spirit of generous. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Pour out yourself upon this house of God. I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. Oh, not a rain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. I'm part of the army rising up. Oh, I'm part of the army rising up. I'm part of the army, yeah. Rising up. We will break every chain, 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 break every chain. There's an army. There's an army
rising up.
There's an army rising up.
Rising up.
There's an army rising up.
Rising up.
If you're part of the army, army, if you're part of the end time generals of faith,
rising up.
Would you sing that song?
We are the army. There is an army. There is an army. Coming of generals. Oh, army.
Rising up. I say we are part of the army.
Part of the army. Yeah.
Rising up. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. I say we're breaking every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. I say breaking every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
She hope a crende beke take it up.
Break every chain.
She have bakata branda by
you. Break every chain. Break every chain. Oh,
Mary and the Bosho break it take it under brandy. Shuata brandy by you. Ziko, take it. Te brokoto pike te potosta. Mam bakata bakata brondo kotopa. Te brokoto pente shikata baya. Now the armies and the generals of God cry tonight. Shiboto balambarada. To prekete bikente brondo baya. Maria and Suhando Pedekete. Yes, we will break every chain. We are going to be deployed into the sphere of humanity and influence. We will break it. We will break it. We are coming.
Break every chain.
We are coming. We are coming. We are coming. So
break every chain. 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 Break every chain.
Oh, break your break it down, break it down. From the break it down, 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 break it down. Oh, she has back at our prayer.
Oh,
will we will enter politics. We will enter into the government house. The seat of power. We are going to invade it. This we know. That is why we cry.
I hear the chains. Lord, I hear the chains falling down. They're falling down. I hear the chains falling down. The chains are falling. The chains have been broken.
Hallelujah.
I hear the chains falling down.
Jeremiah 51 verse 20. She hand up my glory and that he had this. Zego pakata larusta de. Shia. Glastoka pakata kito suze bekita. Ento pakata. Jeremiah 51 verse 20. Thou art my battle axe. And the weapons of war. For with thee I will break in pieces the nations. And with thee will I destroy the kingdoms. That's dominion. And with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his riders. That talks of men who are in authority but are not acting aright. He said, both the horses and the riders shall be broken into pieces by the equipment and the equipping of strange fiery men under the apostolic cloud of this Mount Zion. The Savior shall arise who shall judge the Mount of Israel. Enough is enough. We are men who don't have spiritual identity. molested this nation. Enough. With thee also will I break in pieces man and woman. And with thee will I break in pieces old and young. With thee will I break in pieces the young and the maid. And I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and the flocks. And with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and the yoke of oxen. And with thee will I break in pieces the captain and the rulers. And I will rain down to Babylon and all the inhabitants of Chaldeans. And all the evil that they have done in Zion in your sight. Say the Lord of hosts. Behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, said the Lord, which destroyeth all the earth. And I will stretch out my hand upon thee and roll down from the rocks. I will make thee a pont mountain. And they shall not take of thee a stone and a corner. Apostolic and prophetic cloud over time must be an environment, a covering where God begins to raise fiery men that he sends to areas of influences. If you read what God was saying in this Jeremiah, he said, I will break, I'm raising you to enter into all this field of influences. Bring down all these strange men that happen to be the ones that are in power. And what are the identities of these generals? Joel chapter 2. Oh, I love to have this identity. We are going to be praying that the Lord should enlist us in this army. Over time, you have heard apostle thoughts on this altar that apostolic covering is not just meant to raise men who their confines of influence is only in the church. No. Where are the mighty men of David that will enter into this territory and kingdom and break in pieces what men hold? This is the identity of the end time army that God is raising. And we will break all these chains. Joel chapter 2 verse 2. A day of darkness and gloominess, a day of cloud and thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people, that means they are not ordinary men, a great people and a strong men, heavily decked of the anointing of their spirit. They have not been ever like, neither shall any more after it, even to the years of many generations. So they are strange kind of people. A fire devoured before them, and behind them, the flame burned. So they are fiery men of fire, unnearable. You don't move close to them anyhow. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them, desolate wilderness. Yea, nothing shall escape them. Nothing of whatsoever shall escape these guys. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses. And as horsemen, so shall they run. That means they are not weaklings. Like the noise of chariots on top of mountains, shall they leap. Like the noise of flames of fire that devourates the stubble. As a strong people set in battle array, before their face, the people shall be made, shall much pain, and all shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men, and they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one trust another. They shall walk everyone in his own path. That is, means they are men of visions. No one will interfere with another person's calling and assignment. No one shall break their ranks. Men of visions. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run up the wall. They shall climb upon the houses. They shall enter into the windows like a thief, and the health shall quake before them. These are the kinds of army the Lord is raising under this cloud. We're going to be praying for the rain of prosperity upon this house. Rain of prosperity, principally executed by the Holy Ghost. Joel, same Joel chapter 2 verse 23. Is it like us not to be tired? The Bible said, as a good soldier, endure hardness, not hardship. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ. Verse 23. I start from 21. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pasture of the wilderness do spring, for the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given us you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down unto you the rain and the former rain and the little rain in the first month, and the floor shall be full of wheat. That's abundant harvest. Abundant harvest by the Holy Ghost. And the vine shall overflow with wine. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, and cankerworm, and the caterpillars, and the power worms, and the lice. And you shall eat in plenty. That's restorations of fortunes and satisfaction by the reign of the Spirit. Ye shall know that I am in the midst of thee, and I am the Lord your God, and no one else, and my people shall never be ashamed. And this is principally going to be executed by the next verse. And he said, afterward, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I'd like us to rise on our feet. There can never be rain except by the outpouring of the Spirit. Elijah declared, he said, for a year, the abundance of the sound of rain. But he went to prayer room to generate it. And as he was praying, the Bible said he saw what looked like a hand. That is the hand of the Lord to bring upon the rain, upon the land. I like us to lift up your voice and say, Lord, in this season, over the house of Vienna and Koinonia, let there be abundance release of the rain of the Spirit. Come on, go ahead and cry. Rain. Rain of the Spirit. Rain of the Spirit. Shepo koto brekete banaba. Banaba baba katabra di bokota. Sherebete brekete. Operete he. Shere. Prokoto brekete brediba. Banabala banaba baba. Come on, cry and say, Holy Ghost, rain on us, 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 pour us yourself, rain on us. Jake, break it every day. Ba 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 la ba la ba la ba la ba la. Then you break it every day. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Rain of the Spirit. Rain of the Spirit. Rain of the Spirit. Be harder. Be harder. Be harder. Be harder. Be harder. Hey. 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 Rain, rain of prosperity, rain of prosperity. Reign of prosperity. Reign of prosperity. Reign of prosperity. Area. 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 Zero. Break. De Rebeke. Sele rain on us, 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 rain on us.
With the open that floodgate of heaven, let it rain, let it rain.
Prende, 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 prende
For the rain of your spirit. Shihaka Prandava Hatahanaya. Piata Balati Shanda Brendavota. This is all. This is all. This is all. Kere to Prandava Hataya. Shabaka Prandava Prandava. Hallelujah. It has been in the agenda of God, even from inception, that men walk in the fullness of the prosperity package made available by heaven. So the first man God created had everything at his disposal. So everything that is in this garden belongs to you. That's prosperity in its totality. But when man fell, he lost that. So God will reduce certain men in the old covenant to bring restoration. And he calls those men the prophets. That's why 2 Chronicles 20 verse 20 said, he said, believe the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. But it doesn't stop there. To bring back and restore my prosperity agenda, there are certain men that I've sent and deployed in your midst. There are not many. He said, if there be an interpreter, one amidst them who will show them of God's uprightness, Job 33. Then he will ransom them. He said, believe us his prophet, so shall ye prosper. So the prophets of God are agents of prosperity. Prophets are apostles in the old covenant. Psalm 74 verse 9 says, he said, we see not our signs, neither is there any more amidst us. All the prophets have gone into extinction. So no man could bring the restoration agenda of God's own principles of prosperity. But he said, well, pluck out your hand from thy blossom. And oh, God put Moses to bring men into the prosperity agenda. So when they came out of Egypt, the Bible said they came with gold and silver, prosperity. And God now speaking by the prophet in the book of Joel, chapter 2, he said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh to bring this agenda into play. And when the Holy Ghost came on the days of Pentecost, the Bible said every man had everything in common. Everything, no one lacked. So when the Holy Ghost came, the first thing he did was to make men prosperous. Equip the church with the tool of prosperity of the kingdom. And that is why you see us, we always strive for the spirit here. And Jesus Christ, the chief of all the apostles, while he came, they wanted to understand the secret of his prosperity. So they asked him, and he said, Peter, go and cast your net. And said, the first fish that you will catch, bring out a coin for me. He showed them the supernatural dimension of kingdom prosperity. Because they knew it wasn't working. And not only the supernatural alone, then he began teaching the principles of investment, the principle of sacrifice, the principle of seed sowing, to equip men, even of the supernatural principles, to make men prosperous, walk in abundance. And he was so rich under that cloud of prosperity that he had no opportunity to be carrying the bag. So he gave the bag to Judas Iscariot. He was so rich. And Judas thought he could do Magomago means to make bread, to be prosperous. He was stealing. He stole until he stole his master. And he died. He stole his source. and he died. So while Jesus Christ was teaching on the principles of prosperity, he wasn't listening. He was busy. Let me make my money the other way. And he stole and stole and stole until he stole Jesus and sold him. What the outpouring of the fullness of the Spirit upon the church does is to quicken our understanding of the mysteries that are being taught. The Bible speaking in the book of 2 Chronicles 20 verse 5 of Uzziah that sought the Lord in the days of Zechariah the prophet, and I kept seeking the Lord, receiving instructions and visions and revelation. The Bible said he kept prospering. He kept prospering. So these men are not ordinary men that are just sitting in the church. They are agents of prosperity. Paul, the chief of the apostles, was so rich, he told them, he said, you know, I was not important unto you. Apostles and the prophets, they are agents of prosperity. Agents of prosperity. We're going to pray. A lot of teachings have come on this, under this cloud of the principle of kingdom prosperity. But the Bible said what? In the book of Isaiah 11 verse 2, I said, there shall come upon him the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of power, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord. That is the total package of the outpouring of the spirit. And what he does, verse 3 said what? And he shall make him of quick understanding. Until your understanding is quickened, what you are being taught, you can't take delivery of them. I'd like us to rise up on our feet. The Lord of the mystery of prosperity and the reign of these mysteries that you have released on this cloud, Lord, let there be activation of them. Quicken our understanding in this season of rain. Quicken our understanding. Quicken our understanding. Quicken. Activate and quicken our understanding. Man, te break it, take it up. Show barada ba 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 ba. Tere de ba la ba la ba na ma 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 ya ba. She break it, te ba ya. Men te break it, te ba ya. Barada ha ya ba ba. Tere de break it, te ya. Oh, quicken our understanding. Quicken our understanding. Quicken our understanding. Marada. 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 Oh! And you have body of your spirit. Quicken our understanding. Oh, Shiva. Come on, pray. I say, Lord, activate. Activate. Activate the workings of this business.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
We're going to be praying for the nations. We've seen and heard how that people are just peddling rumors here and there, including believers. Jesus Christ said, hey, when I come, will I find faith? Even in the life of the faithful believers. You see men running, let us scatter. I thought of a story of someone trying to travel from their place of abode, and on their way running away, they had accident. Running helter skelter. We're going to pray. Isaiah 54, verse 15. The Bible said, they that love it shall do good. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They who are passionate of the nation, genuinely committed, they shall do good. So men are not prospering in the nation called Nigeria because they don't even have passion for the nation. They that love it shall do good. Isaiah 54, verse 15. Behold, they shall surely gather. So they must gather. That one is sure. That they should not gather. That's not a prayer point. They must gather. But if it is not of the Lord, that's where we pick our prayer point. They must gather. If they don't gather, that means God is not there. He said the church of God will advance, will move forward, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. When you have seen the prosperity and the forceful advancement of the church, they must surely rise. So surely they shall gather, for not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I both created the smith that bloweth the coal and the fire. So including all their weaponry, God is aware of them. He created both the maker of the weapon and the weapon itself. God said, behold, and I bring forth an instrument for his works. I have created the wasters to destroy. No weapon fashioned against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against thee shall thou condemn. This is the heritage of the sons of the Lord. Let's read out our Psalm, Psalm chapter 2, verse 4. Psalm chapter 2, verse 4. Why do the hidden rage? I read from verse 1. Why do the hidden rage and the people imagine vain things, which is actually what is going on right now? The king of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel against the Lord's anointed. And against the Lord's anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that seated in heaven shall laugh. And what are these guys think they are up to? He said, once have I spoken, but twice have I heard that word. Power belongs to me. It belongs to me. I'm the one that have the capacity to give it to whom that will execute my agenda. What are these people up to? Verse 4 said, he that seated in heaven shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. And after them, he will install his own desire. We are going to rise up and pray for the nation. That whatever be any strategy of the kingdom of darkness over the forthcoming election. In our language, they said the comfort of a tree is the comfort of the bird. Is that true? The comfort of a tree is the comfort of the bird. The comfort of the nation is your own comfort. So if you are not praying for the nation, let me say you are on your own. I'd like us to rise up and say, frustrate every working of the adversary against the progress of this nation, especially in this forthcoming election. Come on, lift up your voice and pray. The Bible said the adversary of the Lord shall be broken. The adversary of the Lord shall be broken. Come on, pray. Father, frustrate their efforts. 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 Oh, yeah.
God, frustrate their efforts. 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 Hey. Oh, break, get, break, come on, pray, Lord, invade this nation. Yeah, Holy Ghost. Not in vain. Frustrate the works of your God. Holy Lord of hosts, 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 Eriaka, Aron, Yeke, Tempregebe, Omarada,
hallelujah. In the military, they have the army to fight war for them. But in the realm of the spirit, the Lord is called the Lord of hosts. The host means, yes, the angels. One angel smokes 185,000. So wherever they are gathered with all those negative strategies, I like us to cry unto heaven and say, Lord, release the innumerable company of your angels over this nation, especially in this time of election. Oh, Beredia Baba, Satan beastmen, confuse them. Oh, I'd like you to pray for the nation. Lord of hosts. Lord of hosts, arise. Lord of hosts, arise. Lord of hosts, arise. Lord of hosts, arise. Enough is enough. Lord of hosts, deploy your angels. Deploy them. Oh, 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 oh.
I like us to hold our hands in two. The Bible says, any two of two shall agree as touching a thing. It's a condition. If any two, we're going to pray and say, Lord, in this election, we agree peace, calmness, tranquility in this nation, Nigeria, in this election time. Come on, lift up your voice and pray. Oh, peace. Peace. We agree peace. Gloria come and cry. Oh, Shalom. Oh, the Prince of Peace.
To Jesus. Son who was slain, glory and power, and power unto on the throne, blessings and honor.
The Bible said, he is that sits on the throne, Shabbat. So I spread glory and adoration to me.
To Jesus, the Son, who was slain, glory and power.
Lord, you reign in Nigeria. You reign in this nation. You reign. This we know. This we have cried. You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign.
I never. I never.
Shiva Rada Branda Branda.
Forever. I never.
We glorify your name. Word of the Lord for us in this season of election. Isaiah 61 said, and violence shall no longer be heard in your land. So why are you scared? Violence shall no longer be heard in your land. Don't be the one traveling and just telling all the nonsense that are being put in the media. No. Where are the Davids and the Jerubals of this age? Where are the Elijahs that will stand and truncate every activity is compiled? Father, we thank you.
glorify. We glorify your name.
Glorify
your name.
Tonight. Hallelujah. Please ask somebody close to you. Did you enjoy yourself tonight? Praise the Lord. Thank you very much, the prayer department, for leading us in that rich prayer session. The Lord bless you. Bishop Stan is in the house tonight. Please can you appreciate him? Amen. Tonight I would like to talk to two categories of people. The first category, those who have not given their hearts to Jesus. Those who have not been born again before. Hallelujah. Please, I would like to encourage you to not ignore this call. Don't be like the people in the days of Noah that ignored the warnings and the escape route that God provided for them. Hallelujah. And what was the consequence? We are destroyed by the flood. In this dispensation, we have an escape route. Life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Your ark of safety is the Holy Ghost. So if you would like to secure your safety in this dispensation, you must have to live in Christ. You must have to seek to live life in the Holy Ghost. And it begins by you giving your heart to Christ. So tonight, I would like to call the second category, those who would like to start afresh with God. Those who would like to rededicate their hearts to God. Hallelujah. So please, if you are in either of these categories, I would like you to step forward. Step forward quickly. Please do not ignore this call tonight. Do not ignore this call tonight. Hallelujah. Take a bold step and step forward. As a house, we would like to pray with you. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, please come forward. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay? If tonight is the first time of you having a date with the Holy Spirit in this place, I would like you to come forward, please. We'll have a special prayer for you tonight. We have a blessing for you tonight. So please step forward. If this is your first time of worshiping with us, please come forward. Let's appreciate them as they come. Keep coming, keep coming. Hallelujah. I want to let you know that we really appreciate you. Your ability tonight, hallelujah. We have a blessing for you. And believe me, when we pray for you, you will never remain the same. Beloved, please stretch forth your hands.
believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Eternity Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ENI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Eternity Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.